It's also bad for the farm states in the Midwest. Here's ABC's Brian Gungel in Des Moines.
Utilities are asking homeowners and businesses to turn up the thermostat and say that if the power runs out, there's nowhere left to buy more. While northern Iowa is still drying out from last weekend's flooding, crops are withering in fields to the south. The heat's spelling trouble for farmers on the East Coast as well. Here's ABC's Bettina Gregory.
Brian, there was some relief for farmers in western Pennsylvania.
Live on the scene is News Radio 1040, WHO's Brian Gungel.
By the prosecution's count, State Representative Michael Cataldo made hundreds of late-night phone calls between last September and this past January. And they say several of those calls went to four central Iowa women who said that those calls were sexually explicit. The defense says that Cataldo didn't do it, and a pair of character witnesses said that they would take his word on it. Both sides agree, however, that Cataldo's reputation could be at risk. The result of this trial will not be known for some time. The judge says he will issue a written verdict sometime after August 1st. Reporting live from the Warren County Courthouse in Indianola, Brian Gongel, News Radio 1040, WHO.
Might that be as heavy as the one that moved through earlier?
At this point, it looks like it's probably not going to be quite as intense as the system that's gone through. The one that's gone through is very well organized, very well developed, a very strong front line that comes in very quickly, rains heavily, and then leaves. We've all seen that going through the Des Moines area. Much needed rainfall across most of the state yesterday, and patchy rain and drizzle stay in the forecast for some of Iowa today. While it might disappoint campers this holiday weekend, it's at least a start toward fixing the drought problem. State climatologist Terry Hilliker says it's barely a start. Hilliker says we need an inch and a half of rain every week for the next month and a half. The U.S. Energy Secretary has expressed concern that parts of the West and Midwest are going to fall behind when the summer heats up and cranks up electricity demand. Bill Richardson thinks that blackouts are possible, but Iowa's electrical officials say they're confident they can keep the lights and the air conditioning on all summer. They say they've been working for months to make sure we have continuous power the whole season long. State troopers will be on the roads this holiday weekend, and you'd better think twice about going on the highway if you've been drinking, if you're sleepy, or if you're going too fast.
One holiday over the summer may be busier than the others, but as a whole, the weekends, as long as you're talking about 3 to 4 days, year to year they may vary, but overall in past few years they've been very similar.
Sergeant Robert Hansen with the Iowa State Highway Patrol says it's the volume of traffic that makes long weekends more dangerous than the rest. Back with you, News Radio 1040, WHO 3-day weather forecast coming up. News time is 10:07. Here's the News Radio 1040, WHO 3-day weather forecast for today. Cloudy, periods of rain, a high of 74 degrees, clearing tonight with a low of 56. For tomorrow, variable cloudiness, a high of 78. On Monday, for Memorial Day, variable cloudiness, chance of showers, high of 80. In Des Moines right now, cloudy skies, the temperature 58 degrees, light winds out of the west, humidity 93%. I'm Brian Gongel on Des Moines' official news and weather station, News Radio 1040 WHO.
So, ma'am, what do you think of Brian Gongel there?
He is so terrific.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
The show here is going to be in the trusty hands of Brian Gongel, who will give us all the score updates from around the world of sports. Brian, take it away.
Pacers guard Mark Jackson says he would like to beat the Knicks with Ewing in the game.
As an opponent, to come back.
Ewing says he'll decide whether to play when he arrives at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks trail 2-0 in that series. Brian Gongel with a look at top stories on News Radio 1040 WHO. Firefighters across the West will not be getting a weekend break. In California, fire crews have contained only part of a 37,000-acre fire that's burning 160 miles north of Los Angeles. Parts of northeastern Nevada are also ablaze. President Clinton is warning voters not to get complacent. He told supporters of his wife's Senate campaign that he worries that Americans are going to stop paying attention to the issues because economic times are so good. Concord crash investigators are talking to Goodyear about its tires. Goodyear supplied the tires on the Concord that crashed this week outside Paris, the same tires that may have shredded on takeoff and caused the crash. I'm Brian Gongel on Des Moines' official news and weather station, News Radio 1040, WHO.